James Marsden is an American actor best known for his role as the British vampire Spike in Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
You should be careful. You never know what kind of villain's got a knife at you.
The TV series celebrates 25 years this year.
Because the big bad is back.
James Marsden joins Clifford and Gabby for Memory Monday right now.
He's in the States, in California right now, and he's on the phone with us. James Marsden. Good morning, sir. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Clifford. Good to be with you.
It was such a fantastic show, Buffy the Vampire Slayer. You were my favourite vampire, James, playing Spike. Tell us some of the memories you have from being on set on Buffy.
Well, first of all, Gabby, you have very good taste in television.
Yeah.
I'm a fan. I'm a fan of Buffy, too. I'm a fan of the writing. So I didn't write a word, and I don't feel like I'm bragging. I was just very lucky to be on such a well-written show. The biggest fans of Buffy are the people in Los Angeles that produce and direct television and movies. And the people that know how to do it and how to make it, they're the biggest fans. And they all say the same thing, that the acting was good enough, but the writing was exceptionally good. And so I was basically in heaven between the words action and cut every time. It didn't matter if it was 4 o'clock in the morning, if I hadn't slept the night before, if they were dumping rain or lighting me on fire. It didn't matter. I said that they really did light me on fire one time. It didn't matter. I was just in heaven to be able to say those words. Yeah.
James, it doesn't surprise me that Gabby liked Spike, your character, so much, because she always was a sucker for a bad boy. And
well,
I remember you with the jet blonde, almost white hair. But talking to you now, the interesting thing is you don't sound now like Spike sounded on the show.
Mm. No, I'm only British if you pay me. You know, so.
I think that the accent, the blonde hair, the bad boy, it all combined to be the perfect love interest.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I get invited to a lot of parties. If I walk around like this, and I've done it for fun, you know, I just go to the mall, hang around, get a soda, talk like this. I get invited to parties all the time. In fact, I go to England, and the women say, "What happened to your sexy British accent?" And I say, "Well, what's wrong with the American one?" They're like, "It's not so hot, really. It's not so hot at all."
The good thing is you don't sound like an American doing an accent.
No.
You just sound like an Englishman. Which, I mean, that's the sign of a good actor. So well done.
Can you do an Australian accent?
No, I could try, but I would offend you. I wouldn't do it unless it would be credible.
Well, I don't know if this will offend you or not, but I, my very first houseplant was named Spike after you. There was, I know, there was a really random story behind it. I was like 25 at the time. Ooh. I bought a succulent, and my thinking was, a succulent sucks, vampires suck, you were my favorite vampire, therefore the plant was named Spike.
Actually, that's really tight. That's really funny. A succulent. I love it. Yeah.
Did you just tell James he sucked? I feel like I heard that James
vampires
sucked.
No, I
suck
did.
Blood.
I sucked for 7 straight years. I sucked professionally, you know.
James, you mentioned the incredible writing of Buffy before, and it was such an incredibly well-written show, like you say. But some of those storylines were so cooked and so out there. And we're talking the world of vampires. Was there a particular, you know, cooked storyline that really sticks into your mind as well? That one was really out there.
You know, normally with a television show, once you do one episode, you know what you're going to be doing for the next episodes. It's basically the same. And that's why a lot of television is not as exciting as Buffy. When you do a movie, you can kind of decide whether you want to go through that or whether you want to reveal that or whatever. But with Buffy, you just never knew. It was so surprising. It's one of the reasons that it's such a good show. But there came a point where I was afraid to read the scripts to see what I would have to go through the next week. So it was everything. It was a grand adventure, which was exciting and thrilling and terrifying.
There's been
times.
A few great vampire shows since then. True Blood was really good. What are your thoughts on Twilight?
No, Not as good.
not as good. But they were okay. No. What about Twilight?
Who would win? Who would win in a fight between the vampires? You could have both the team from both of those other shows against just us.
Mm.
We would win because we would demoralize them with superior dialogue first.
You would mop the floor with them.
Oh yeah, they would be destroyed before the fists were flung.
Yeah. Fighting words. Look, it was such an incredible body of work. I mean, you had got a huge body of work, but it's one that must really stand out. The whole Buffy and then the whole Angel kind of thing. It really dominated the 90s, didn't it?
It was the best.
James Masters, yeah, who played Spike in Buffy the Vampire Slayer. And by the way, you know, at the end of the series was the romantic interest of Buffy. So you lived out every man's fantasy of the 90s and got to kiss Sarah Michelle Gellar. Yeah. So.
Repeatedly, my brother.
No, man.
Repeatedly. And get paid.
And get paid for it.
Freddie Prinze Jr. is just shaking his fist right now.
Damn that James Masters. you've been so generous with your time, James. Big love from Australia. Thanks for that.
Hell yeah. My pleasure.